Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. 22 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a foundational member. He is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. We've already had his 22nd anniversary. He's our good friend and author of a number of books on being profitable, including Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. He is the president of Business Solutions, The Positive Way. He's one of the national leaders of the SCORE organization. He's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure. I've learned a lot being on your show for 22 years and reading your newsletter every single week.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Steve. You're one of my long-suffering friends, and I appreciate you. Hey, Steve, one of the things that is I'm not going to say it's in short supply these days because it's not, but it does seem to be maybe a little more elusive in different conversations and different parts of our lives, and that's the concept of honesty. And facts. And I think when we talk about honesty, we also have to talk about it's one of its main elements, and that's the concept of facts. What do you think?
Well, Jim, it's always a challenge because it's a choice. It's a moral choice as to whether you're going to be honest. And one of the things I've observed going through this impact, the COVID coronavirus impact on our economy and the Great Recession of just a few years ago, is that when stress hits us, truth and facts are hard to come by sometimes, and honesty is really heavily challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And we see people tempted and moving off to the dark side and leaving honesty by the wayside at their own expense and the expense of society, as a matter of fact.
Well,
the reality is that honesty is, or the lack of it, is central to all of our human interaction.
Well, it's when you take the three things, facts, and turning and being honest about facts, and then making all of that be part of an existence that is ethical. That's something that takes inclination. It takes determination. It takes devotion. I love your fellow Brain Trust member, Lynn Morella, wrote a book called In Search of Ethics. And in his book, he said ethics, and I love this, folks. This is going to be in the test. Write this down. Lynn Morella says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. How beautiful is that, Steve?
Yeah. That's absolutely beautiful. It's that willingness to look out for the greater good.
To do the right thing when nobody's watching, even if you and I we're daggers drawn over an issue, if there's something that comes up in our conversation that is the truth, and we all know it's true, and I'm bound by honesty and by honor and by ethics to give you that point. I'm bound to say, okay, we can establish that, we can stipulate that. But those kinds of things seem to be hard to come by these days. What do you think?
Unfortunately, and I don't want to get political, but we're seeing some political leaders who are the antithesis of the truth. And the antithesis of presenting both sides of an argument or using facts in an honest way toward the greater good.
Well, you know.
And it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we see it in society, we see it in politics, and we see it certainly in this COVID challenge, the pandemic, and we see it in the smallest of businesses.
Yeah.
It's just heartbreaking, Jim, to see partners tearing their own businesses apart because one's looking out for themselves over the greater good of the partnership.
And those of us,
I'm seeing that.
Those of us who have faith lives believe in something greater than ourselves, and that's a spiritual world of our life. But there's a terrestrial thing that we should have a greater devotion to as well, something greater than us, and that's the truth. That is, these are facts, things that we know to be true, and we should be more devoted to those. I love also what another person said. I'll say his name, and when we come back, he said, "Integrity has no need of rules." Tony Till. I'm Jim Blessingame. Right back with Steve Martin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.